Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to know God is working his everlasting purposes. As each day comes and goes, the days add up to years, and the years construct records of history. Looking back, you can see the hand of God unfolding his purposes for your life. You can see God's hand of mercy mold and shape events to make you the person who you are today. But it's hard to see looking to the future. But that is exactly where the providence of God takes us, into the future, into his will. You are more valuable than the birds of the air, whom the Father feeds. The Father will take care of you. You see the beauties of the fields, the lilies, blooming in such beauty. The Father clothes them, and one day they will be nothing. How much more will the Father clothe you? Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom of God first. Don't put it off till later in the day or later in your life after you've done this or done that. Seek the kingdom of God first, and all these things will be added unto you. This is what Jesus, the Son of God, proclaimed. Trust his word and take it to heart. I take you all the way back in history to Joseph and his brothers. They sure did hate him. Hated him so much that they planned to kill him, throwing Joseph into a dry well to begin their dastardly deeds as they tore up that coat of many colors and rubbed it with the blood from a ram. Then came a caravan at the right time to change their plans, taking Joseph into slavery into Egypt. Years pass. False accusations, even time in prison, till the day Pharaoh had dreams that no one could interpret. Joseph was raised up to be second only to Pharaoh when he interpreted the dreams and gave advice on how to deal with the coming drought and famine. In summary to his brothers, Joseph said, "What you meant for evil against me, God meant it for good, to bring about this present result, saving many lives." That is recorded in Genesis chapter 50. Taking each moment of life as standing alone, the life of Joseph was one misery after another. How could God be working through such a mess? But we know that God was working through it all. Providence, the will of God in action, was at work to save many lives. The pain and problems you are going through are truly painful. I empathize with you. I've known pain, and it is no holiday. Rather, it's something else that begins with the letter H, and it is not well at all. But we need to keep in mind the providence of God. You are not forgotten. The Father will provide. The Father will bring good, even out of the most painful moment and memory. I still remember, and I shared with the children on Friday morning in day camp, I still remember being in Decorah as my cousins were gathering for my mother's funeral and the interment. That was nearly 14 years ago this summer. And even in my great sorrow, I vividly remember saying to my cousins as we hugged and greeted each other, God is good. You can do the same. In the deepest pit of pain, you can do the same. Even with the greatness of sadness, you can see that God is good. Providence will provide, and compassion will carry you through. Even though you may feel abandoned by God, I tell you that you are not alone. You are not abandoned by God. The Father loves you. The Father cares for you. You will experience mercy, grace, and peace beyond compare. Seek first the kingdom of God, even in your sorrows. Seek Him. Providence means that God is working in this world to bring about the fullness of His will. God is acting, moving, and guiding all aspects of this world to bring about the fulfillment of His word and His promises. Consider the prophecies in the Bible. Consider how they were written down years upon years earlier before their fulfillment. Take the one, Jesus, being born in Bethlehem. It is written in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. The book of Micah was written around 700 years before the birth of Jesus. Joseph and Mary were engaged to be married. They did not live in Bethlehem. Now, how to get them to Bethlehem in time for the birth? God moved through Caesar Augustus, who issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and they had to go. Joseph and Mary had to go to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem. God is working His will in this world. Even the stubbornness, even the stupidity of humanity cannot thwart the will of God moving in history. Even five judges giving their opinion on marriage cannot thwart the will of God. Remember what was written nearly 2,000 years ago in the book of Romans, chapter 1, portions of verses 22, 24, and 25, Romans chapter 1. The Apostle Paul wrote, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. What is taking place today and in our culture, Paul wrote about, Paul penned nearly 2,000 years ago, when he continued writing in Romans chapter 1, that men and women would abandon natural relations for unnatural ones. There is nothing new under the sun. Humanity is depraved and sinful by nature. Yet the love of God abounds. The God who created this world has redeemed. And the God who redeemed will not abandon what the Son of God shed His precious blood to purchase. The living Lord will not wash his hands of this situation and forsake the world and all that is in it. The Lord will bring to completion the fullness of his purposes. God answers prayer. Miracles do happen. God intervenes. God acts. However, God may not answer always the prayers as we desire them to be answered. God may not send a miracle as we tell him he must do. God may not intervene in a supernatural way. Still, seek first his kingdom and trust him. Our eyes are not able to see the great purposes of God moving in the moments of life. We wonder why the wicked prosper. We wonder why good people of Christian faith suffer tragedies. Even in those moments, honor the Lord by seeking him and trusting him in all things. God is working his will. He is working all things according to his will. God is full of wisdom. The eternal God who made this universe is governing the universe in all of its vastness, governing it all according to his inscrutable divine will. Everything in creation is under the hand of God. Baker's Evangelical Dictionary of Biblical Theology expresses it this way: the extent of providence, simply put, providence encompasses every aspect of the created order, from beginning to end, from heaven to earth, from animate to inanimate, from individuals to nations, from hours to ages, from weeds to wheat, from birth to death, from catastrophe to calm. Everything is within the loving presence and involvement of the Heavenly Father. In his wisdom, power, righteousness, and love, he is hastening slowly to work out his own eternal purposes for his own glory and for our eternal good. Later today, I encourage you to read from your Bible. Begin again at Job chapter 38, verse 1, and continue through the end of the book of Job, which is chapter 42. God asks Job a series of questions to humble Job, and those questions will humble you. For they are questions that no human can answer. Questions that only the Almighty Living God can answer. Open your ears to really hear some of the questions as I read a little more from Job chapter 38. Let the questions resonate in your soul to bring awareness that God is splendid, God is supreme ruler over all creation. I'm beginning at verse 12 in Job chapter 38. Have you ever given orders to the morning, or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like that of a garment. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. What is the way to the abode of light? Where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the paths to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you were already born. You have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or seen the storehouses of hail, which I reserve for the time of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm, to water land where no man lives, a desert with no one in it, to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drop of dews? Whose womb comes the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens when waters become hard as stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen? Can you bind the beautiful Pleiades? Can you loose the cords of Orion? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with its cub? Do you know the laws of heaven? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? That is just a sampling of the questions you'll find in Job that the Father asks. We, as humans, do not know everything. There are many things that will always be beyond our understanding. There are things that will always be mystery, such as, why do eggs from a chicken, wheat from a field, sugar from a field, salt from the seal, oil from a nut, water, and a certain kind of fungus called yeast, when mixed together in the right proportions, allowed to rest and rise, then heated and baked, becomes bread, which is delicious and life-sustaining food for human bodies? Really think about that. This did not happen by chance. Could the randomness of chance bring about such divergent and unrelated things as eggs, wheat, sugar, salt, oil, and a fungus with water to bring about bread, which is life-giving? Science may be able to describe the how the ingredients interact, but science cannot articulate the reason why they interact as the way they do to make bread for humans to live on. As Abraham was heading toward the hill to sacrifice his beloved son Isaac, his only son that was the child of the promise, Isaac looks to his father and says, "The fire, the wood are here. Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham, probably not able to look at his son, knowing what was to come, struggles to answer, but an answer comes from his trust and his faith in God. Abraham answers, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." God did provide. Providence of God provided the perfect lamb, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Your Father in heaven knows what you need. The greatest need you had, and the greatest need any man, woman, boy, or girl has, is the need to be forgiven of sins. The Father gave his Son. You know the greatness of the love of God. the living God gave you his only Son. The Father loved so much that he gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Your greatest need has been met by the mercy, compassion, and grace of God. You have been forgiven. Providence provided redemption. So in all situations, seek first the kingdom of God. Trust the Lord and his love for you. Providence will provide. God will provide all that you need. The providence of God will provide. Amen.